You smell so good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Why I smell so good. Well, I came walking into the monastery the other morning, and I just felt so happy. I was filled with so many good thoughts. I just felt so wonderful. I did have my morning shower. I did have my morning coffee, and I was filled with happy thoughts because I had recorded 3 or 4 of my morning talks, and it was just a wonderful feeling, and I felt just light as air as I walked up to the monastery from the Hermitage. And I walked into the house, and we got ready for our Om, and we all made one big circle, and we gathered each other in arms. And as we gathered each other in each other's arms, we were snuggling. And they said, "You smell so good. What is this all about?" And I said, "Well, you want to know why I smell so good?" "Yeah. Why do you smell so good?" "You smell so good." "Well, I'm thinking good thoughts. And when I think good thoughts, I smell good. And when I don't think good thoughts, I guess I would smell bad, but I don't know when I don't think good thoughts. But thinking good thoughts makes me feel good. Thinking good thoughts makes me smell good. Makes me have an odor about my body that is just a delightful smell. It is a fresh, charming smell, almost the smell of flowers, the smell of the most beautiful roses you could ever imagine. But it's more than that. It's unique. It's a unique smell. It's a smell that you cannot say it's a rose or it's a flower or you cannot say it is a baby waking up in the morning. You cannot say it is whatever. It's a unique smell. It's a unique odor. It's something very special. When I think good thoughts, when I have wonderful thoughts in my mind and I dwell upon them and I radiate them and I share them and I just bubble over with the joy of these good thoughts, I smell good. Everyone does. I can go up to a person and I can tell within a second what sort of thoughts they're thinking because their body gives off the odor of the smell that they're thinking, the thoughts that they're thinking. Now, what kind of thoughts do you think? Do people like to hug you? Do people like to kiss you? Do people like to see you? Well, that's because you're thinking beautiful thoughts. They want to be part of your world. They want to be part of who you are because you're thinking good thoughts. When a child misbehaves and is a naughty child, they have an odor about them that says to you that they're not behaving, that they're not happy, that this odor is not a happy thought. This odor is an odor of negativity. And somebody who's lying, oh my, somebody who's lying, you don't need a lie detector, you don't need any of these discriminating instruments. All you have to do is just be close to that person. And you don't even have to hug them. Just be close to them. Just stand near them and you will sense their odor from a great distance, feet, maybe even further. And as you sense this odor, you sense this smell, and you feel it's certain, sort of like a rotten smell. It's sort of like a bad underarm odor smell. It's just a really tough smell. And you think to yourself, don't they realize I know they're lying? I know they're not telling the truth. I know that they're trying to hide something. Don't they realize that? Don't they realize that I know that? And that's truly what the case is. You know it. You know that they're trying to hide something. They're trying to lie. They're trying to do something that's not beneficial. And they give off that body odor when they do that. Now, Dogs like to change the odor of their bodies by rolling in other smells when they're out in the woods. Sometimes they want to change their odor because they don't want other animals to know that they're around, that there's a dog there. They want to become one with their environment. And as they roll in the odors of their environment, they take on the smell of their environment. But not for long. Because just as soon as that dog gets into the chase, just as soon as that dog is having a frolicking fun time, whatever it has done to itself to give itself this different odor, it sort of fades away because it's not indigenous from the body of the animal itself. Whatever we really are is indigenous within us. I could carry that tale a little further about the dog. Now, when Rex is rolling in something that gives him a bad odor, I think to myself, oh, Rex, why do you do that? And I know why. But, c'est la vie. So we continue our walk. And we walk around the property, and we go around the four-mile path, and he's running up the mountains and down the mountains. He's doing perhaps a dozen miles. And he is just having the time of his life. And every once in a while, he'll come up and he'll stand by me. I'll be sitting on one of the meditation benches, and I'll be meditating, and he'll come sit, and he'll sit on my feet. He always wants to sit on my feet to let me know he's there. And so, I smell him. I reach down, and I give him a big hug. And the odor that he had, not but a few moments before, is gone. He now has that fresh puppy odor about him. And he, throughout his entire body, I rub him and I pet him, and he just smells so good. Now, where does this smell so good odor come from? It comes from a happy puppy, a happy dog. Now, he's born in 2003, you know? And so, he's getting along, 7 years now, and he's doing a beautiful job. But that's our Rex, our golden retriever with his big winter coat now because it's winter time, and he just smells so gorgeous. You just want to bury your nose in his fur because it smells so good. You know that he's thinking good thoughts. You know that he is having a good time. You know that he is a good dog. And that same thing applies to us. When we have good thoughts, when we are happy, when we are joyous and frolicky like our dog, we smell good too. We cannot overwork when we are with the dog. When we're giving a dog a brushing, and we're brushing him, and we make him look just beautiful, and as we brush him, hardly any hair comes off, hardly any need to brush him at all because his hair is all so beautiful. But we brush him because we love him, because we want to pet him, because we want to comb him and touch him. And that sort of thing helps him to have a body odor that is so gorgeous, that is so nose-cuddling. You want to stick your nose right into his fur and just snuggle him down because he smells so good. Our life is like that. I smell so good because I live a very happy life. I have very little body odor, even when I'm working hard out, digging as I was yesterday, and filling up the rain ditches in the main roads. I wanted to use the tractor, but the tractor didn't want to start. And so I just took this shovel, the long-handled, flat-nosed shovel, and dug into the soft, moist earth and spread it into the holes where the rain had washed it away. And now the cars can smoothly drive over that area, and I can smoothly walk over those areas and not be the least bit disturbed by anything. It's a wonderful thing. When you're doing things that you like, you don't have a body odor. You can tell when Well, our handyman is not feeling himself, and he's coming to work, and he doesn't really want to come to work. He wants to stay home and be with his children, or he wants to do something different. He gets a body odor about him. And that body odor tells me that he's not really totally happy doing what he's doing. We have these evidential things about us that tell the world exactly where we are in our life. And now that we know it, as we always have, we can make sure that we do everything with joy in our heart, with love in our heart, and then we will be more delightful in odor than any smell that any flower might ever have. Because a flower has its own beauty and its own odor and its own charm, and we too have ours. And today, I make sure that whenever I smell so good, and I do all the time, whenever I smell so good, it's because I have happy thoughts flowing through my mind, flowing through my life, in everything that I do. I am a very happy person. And this is true for all of us. We all are very happy people. And today is the day that we can really recognize that, really know about that, and really put that into motion for ourselves. When we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Just like I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.